The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Where the dawn of the east meets the twilight of the west, and the cool of the north touches the calm of the south, and the transcendent power of God touches earth in the humility and love of Christ. Here and now, where the head of the Charles reaches out to the heart of the country and beyond, we are gathered for ordered worship. The liturgy, music, preaching, and sacrament this day are offered in the praise of God for those present and for those listening from afar. This is the day the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. As you are able, please stand in the praise of God. pray together. Almighty and everlasting God, you govern all things both in heaven and on earth. Mercifully hear the supplications of your people, and in our time grant us your peace. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love towards us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen. The peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
May we exchange with one another signs of his peace.
Lesson from the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 1, verses 4 through 10. Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations." Then I said, "Ah, Lord God, truly I do not know how to speak, for I am only a boy." But the Lord said to me, "Do not say I am only a boy, for you shall go to all to whom I send you, and you shall speak whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord." Then the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, "Now I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and over kingdoms, to pluck up and to pull down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Ooh. A lesson from Paul's first epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 13, verses 1 through 13. If I speak in the tongues of mortals and of angels, but do not have love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away all my possessions, and if I hand over my body so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. But as for prophecies, they will come to an end. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will come to an end. For we know only in part, and we prophesy only in part. But when the complete comes, the partial will come to an end. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became an adult, I put an end to childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then we will see face to face. Now I know only in part, then I will know fully, even as I have been fully known. And now faith, hope, and love abide, these three. And the greatest of these is love. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Please join me in saying the verses of Psalms 71, 1 through 6, with the antiphon. I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame.
In your righteousness, deliver me and rescue me. Incline your ear to me and save me.
Be to me a rock of refuge and a strong fortress to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress.
Rescue me, O my God, from the hand of the wicked. From the grasp of the unjust and cruel.
For you, O Lord, are my hope. My trust, O Lord, you are my youth.
Upon you I have learned from my birth. It was you who took me from my mother's womb. My praise is continually of you.
Let us stand as we are able for the singing of the Gloria Patri and the reading of the Gospel.
Thank you.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. Luke, chapter 4, verses 21 to 30. Glory
to you, Lord.
Then he began to say to them, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They said, "Is this not Joseph's son?" And he said to them, "Doubtless you will quote to me the proverb, 'Doctor, cure yourself,' and you will say, 'Do here also in your hometown the things that we have heard you did at Capernaum.'" And he said, "Truly I tell you, no prophet is accepted in the prophet's hometown. But the truth is, there were many widows in Israel in the time of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, and there was a severe famine over all the land. Yet Elijah was sent to none of them, except to a widow at Zarephath in Sidon. There were also many lepers in Israel the time of the prophet Elisha, and none of them was cleansed except Naaman the Syrian." And when they heard this, all in the synagogue were filled with rage. They got up, drove him out of town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town was built, so that they might hurl him off the cliff. But he passed through the midst of them and went on his way. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. Ye that do truly and earnestly repent of your sin and are in love and charity with your neighbor and intend to lead a new life following after the commandments of God, draw near in faith and take this holy sacrament to your comfort, guided by the Spirit. For the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faith, gentleness, self-control, and against such there is no law. We are gathered and trust. We believe together. We believe in God who has created and is creating, who has come in the true person, Jesus, to reconcile and make new, who works in us and others by the Spirit. We trust in God. God calls us to be the church, the body of Christ, to celebrate Christ's presence, to love and serve others, to seek justice and to resist evil, to proclaim Jesus crucified and risen, our judge and our hope. In life, in death, in life beyond death, God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Beloved, we are guided, upheld, supported this day by sacrament and by scripture both. It is the sacrament, the mystery of the Lord's table this day that guides us. And we recognize that we are called to this table remembering the commandments. You shall have no other God before me. You shall make no graven image. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Honor father and mother that your days be long upon the earth. You shall not kill. You shall not steal. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not covet. In this rigorous season, in so many directions across the country and around the globe, it may be that once in a while you wake up in the morning with a touch of ennui, with a little bit of anxiety, with a sense of incipient depression. If so, you're not alone. And in some ways, it's natural in this kind of time to feel that. We're going to suggest to you on this Groundhog Day what a beloved, blessed holiday it is. No religious requirements, nothing but the day itself to guide us, a favorite of many of yours as it is of mine. We're going to remember the five fingers of Groundhog Day today, guiding us in this rigorous season. One, pray. Find a time, some way, every day to pause, to listen, to read a psalm, to say a prayer, to buy the Book of Common Prayer, to have a personal time of prayer. Second, worship. We need a place where we can go. This is one, not the only one, where we can be greeted by name, where we can be connected with those who know our story and our past story, where we can listen and speak and celebrate the love of God in our midst in the communion of saints in worship. So worship. Likewise, I won't use the old Methodist word tithing here, but generosity matters. Where there's a chance for you to give of yourself in a generous, lasting way, you will want to do that. Not so much for others, although that's there, but for your own well-being. Fourth, journal. Many of us are not too attentive to this, myself included, but there come times, and this may be one season, when you want to be able to write down a phrase or a word or a moment and keep it. Think of Victor Klemperer in the 1930s and his two volumes, I Will Bear Witness, what a value they are to this day, journal. And finally, and this is the most personal, but is an aspect only you know truly about, there is at least one thing at which you are quite good, at which you excel. And whatever that is, do it well. What you do well in a lasting, creative moment and way. For the sacrament guides us to this. The word sacrament means mystery. And you know the two sacraments, baptism and communion, are adroit moments of simplicity, a bath and a meal, and a bath, and we do well to keep them simple, to adorn them, but not to over-adorn them, for that would miss the point, to be guided by them in this mystery, and today to receive the Lord's Supper as a comfort to us and a guide for us and a way of moving forward together. Your parents would have taught you, the wise man built his house upon the rock, and the rain fell, and the flood came, and the wind blew, and beat upon that house, but it did not fall because it was founded upon the rock. Foolish man built his house upon the sand, and the rain fell, and the flood came, and the wind blew, and beat upon that house, but it did not fall. It did fall, and great was the fall of it. There are going to be some times, and in college the best things to read are the Bible and Shakespeare, when Shakespeare's sonnets come to mind, and this may be one of those, his 66th. Tired with all of these, for restful death I cry, as to behold desert, a beggar born, and needy nothing, trimmed in jollity, and purest faith, unhappily forsworn, and gilded honor, shamefully misplaced, and made in virtue, rudely strumpeted, and right perfection, wrongfully disgraced, and strength by limping, sway dislodged, and art made tongue-tied by authority, and folly, doctor-like, controlling skill, and simple truth miscalled simplicity, and captive good attending captain ill. Tired for all of these, from these would I be gone, save that to die I leave my love alone. The gift of the sacrament, the mystery, the gifts of the sacraments, the bath and the meal that guide us, sustain us in this Lord's Day and in this particular and in this rigorous season. Likewise, the Holy Scripture, did you listen to Luke and how happily the reading begins and with what challenge it ends? Luke is with us every Lord's Day, as is our Lord Jesus Christ, central to our vision, both those present and those from afar. And to his right, this is stage right now, Matthew and Mark, and to his left, this is stage left now, Luke and John. You could make a case that there's a reason Matthew and Mark are to the right and Luke and John are to the left. We leave that to another sermon. But here is St. Luke telling us of the preaching of Jesus and the guidance that he was giving, beginning with a sense of the uncanny, of the mysterious, of the strange, of the numinous all about us. That uncanny cadence in this powerful reading. And then likewise, his reliance, Luke chapter 4 and all through, upon what he has received. There are, as the scripture says, the commandments. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And the second is like unto it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. And then again in Luke, this is where the crowd, the listenership begins to get angry, because Luke puts before them something beyond what they had expected. Justice is very important to the gospel. Real religion is never very far from justice. Amos 5 had it right. Let justice roll down as waters and righteousness as an ever-flowing stream. Justice is a part of the gospel, but it is not alone the heart of the gospel. The justice is part of the gospel, but is not alone the heart of the gospel. The heart of the gospel belongs to something else, something other, something uncanny, something eternal, something lasting, and that is a big word, agape, love. Luke continues, and the crowd begins to move. And then he points to the Hebrew scripture and to the outreach beyond what is familiar. Not to what they know, but what is beyond in the next neighborhood. And it refers to Elijah going to Tyre and Sidon and Elisha going to Syria and the outreach to those who are different and those in need. A week ago Friday, 200 people gathered on this plaza to murmur and to speak and to be together and to wonder about how to be present with, to, and for those in our society who are even now possibly in danger of different aspects of life, how to be present, and we continue to work at that. Now, the gospel today encourages us to reach out beyond what is familiar, to show hospitality to those who are in different neighborhoods, shall we say. And to do it with a sense of confidence, our teacher John Bennett repeated and repeated, and it is the truth of the gospel. God is at work in the world to make and keep human life human. God is at work in the world to make and keep human life human. Beloved, as we come to this sacrament, the sawdust trail of the middle aisle of Marsh Chapel is open for you and for all, and we invite you to come forward. We believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended to the dead, sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. So even on a dark night, or even on a cold groundhog day, we can reach up and sing, I lift mine eyes to the hills, from whence does my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade upon your right hand. The sun shall not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep your life. He will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Ye that do truly and earnestly repent of your sin and are in love and charity with your neighbor and intend to lead a new life following after the commandments of God, Draw near in faith and take this holy sacrament to your comfort. Amen. Let us continue to worship God by presenting our tithes and our offerings.
Lord,
for the work before us, the life within us, the fellowship among us, thy love that surrounds us. We give thee thanks, O Lord. Bless these gifts and the givers, we pray, in Christ. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. And when we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, and spoke to us through your prophets. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. Your Spirit anointed him to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to announce that the time had come when you would save your people. He healed the sick, fed the hungry, and ate with sinners. And by the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. And when the Lord Jesus ascended, he promised to be with us always in the power of your word and Holy Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us, as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. Renew our communion with your church throughout the world and strengthen it in every nation and among every people to witness faithfully in your name. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit and your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. And now, with the confidence of children of God, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Beloved, all is prepared. There is grape juice on the lectern side, wine on the pulpit side. We receive by intinction. Gluten-free bread is available at request. Come, for all is prepared. May we pray. Eternal God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves for others. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Support us all the day long of this troublous life until the shadows lengthen, the evening comes, the busy world is hushed, and the fever of life is over, and our work is done. Then in thy mercy grant us, we pray, a safe rest, happy lodging, peace at the last, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.